A good Tevach Raboisai! Le'ilu Nishmas, Ibi Mirosi, Rus Bas Mordechai. Today's shir is sponsored by our Paris HaChodesh, Shmuel Yecht, in honor of David Zlatnik F200, Akiva Sulkowitz F94, Shalom Rand F202, Shmuel Davidowitz B202, and the official 8-minute daf Yoimi Committee. And that's all we have, folks. With us today, it just so happens to be, I have a picture. Brandon, that's you? Get over here. Get over here. He doesn't have to get over if he doesn't want to. I have a picture of him. He's here with my Rebbe. Rebbe Didi Kramer, if anybody wants to see. You want to get over here? Say Shalom Aleichem to your father. Michael Benchitrit in Florida. Meanwhile, I'm going to read this email to you. It says like this. Good morning, Rebelli. Come. Brandon, come. No, you don't want to. My name is Chaim Gwertzman from Waterbury, Connecticut. I just wanted to take a moment as we get close to completing Maseches Beitzah to say thank you for taking me from doing the daf to now learning the daf. Zanaf Kamina, doing the daf and learning the daf. Shalom Aleichem, Brandon. Say hi to your dad right over there. Say hi. What yeshiva do you go to?
TJ.
Gevaldik. Who? Oh, Yehuda Stefanski. Hi, Yehuda. Send regards. Tell him to come to Shir. Start watching a little bit. Shkoya, you going to come for Shabbos or something?
I was here for Shabbos.
And you didn't come visit? Yose, you were by Yose for Shabbos? Unfortunately, yeah. I heard that. Very nice. Next time, you know where to go. Over the last few years, I've done the daf on and off on my own and often fallen behind. After 17 years on Atzala, I've continued my training and went back to get paramedic. Akiva Tepper, RL97, has been my paramedic Rebbe and mentor. Often when he's getting together to study, he would say, I just need a few more minutes. I'm finishing Rebellious Shir. His passion and dedication to the daf and Rebellious Shir caught my attention. I started listening to your shir and it's been a game changer. I look forward to hosting a scene and trying to recruit 3 new members to join Rosh Hashanah. Much appreciation from Waterbury, Connecticut, Chaim Gwertzman, Queens 82, Waterbury 9, your Talmud, Chaim Gwertzman, LPN, Chief Executive Officer. Shkoya Chaim, 3 new guys. Rabboisai, it's only a few days to Rosh Hashanah. Chap Arayin. Okay, we shall start this year. I have another very interesting email from a woman. I want to read it. I want to see what you think. But it's going to get to the sugya a little bit. Another thing, I forgot to print the email. I got an email from Chaim Weissman, and he says that whoever wants, he made a chart from Shnai Mikra Vechatargum. It's a perfect time to start Shnai Mikra Vechatargum. I think it's only about 5 minutes in Aliyah. So it's 5 minutes a day. 5, 8 minutes. How long does it take you? No, not with Rashi. 5 to 8 minutes. Come on, it's not more than that. Depends how, what? In Aliyah. Okay, 10 minutes in Aliyah if you're a very slow reader. Listen, it's whatever the Baal Kaira does, times 3. It's not the end of the world. So if you want a chart, look up Yosef, you'll put it on the screen, his email address, where to get the chart. Fine. Water, not tonight. Okay, whatever. We used to have good help here. All right. Omar, it's a chart, just an easy chart to mark off. You did this Aliyah, that Aliyah, this thing. Okay, fine. This parasha. Rabboisai, we started the sugya. We'll do it over again. And now we have charts and everything's good. Gevaldik sugya, easy stuff today. Shemalech, yeah, it's your guy. You're in. You got the Gemara. Even if he leaves now, you got it. Omar Shmuel, Shkoya. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Shehakol Nehyeh Bedvaroi. Check out those new Gemaras. Everybody here could be Zoichan, a new special edition, one of a kind, MDY Archul Gemara. JoinDafYoimi.com, that's what it is. JoinDafYoimi.com. Go to 8MinuteDaf.com, whatever you want. Omer Shmuel. Choysama Shebekarka Matir. So we did the sugya. We're just going to do it real quickly again so we know it's flying here. We stopped in the middle of the sugya. If you have a knot tied to something that's attached to the ground, karka, matir, you're allowed to undo it. Why? Because this is something that we do and undo all the time. So therefore, it's mutter to undo. Avaloi mafkia veloi choytech. So, unfortunately, I brought these tzitzis as an example. I don't usually wear these, of course. This would be mafkia. If you start going like this, unraveling the thread. You see this? Go on. No, there's a knot here. That's it. Doesn't go. Here, I'll try. It doesn't go, you see? Mafkia. Veloi choytech. You cannot cut the string. Why? Because it's karka. Yesh binyan vestir bekarka. You're breaking the ground, something that's attached to the ground. Shebekalim. What if we're talking about a kli? To remind everybody, the kli is tied down. Matir umafkia vechoytech. You are permitted to snip it, to unravel it, and of course, to undo the knot. So this is Shmuel. So our boy said, here we go. Here's the chart. Shabbos, Yontif, Karka. There's three categories in what Shmuel just said. If it's Karka, just to undo it, it's mutter on Shabbos even, to undo a knot. If it's Karka and you want to cut it, he says it's Osir in both. And if it's a Kli, mutter, Shabbos and Yontif, you're allowed to cut, you're allowed to do whatever you want, but in Karka you're not allowed to cut. Karka, you're allowed to, even on Shabbos, undo a knot. Okay, that's Shmuel. I'm going to ask Kasha from over here. There's a little bit of a contradiction here. You see the X over here, Karka, and there's a check by Karka. That's the whole Kasha now. Says Gemara, Meisvei, Choysama Shebe Karka, B'Shabbos Matir Avaloi Mafkia Avaloi Choytech, B'Yantif Matir Umafkia V'Choytech. Over here it says that on Yontif, you're allowed to cut. And Shmuel says, on Yontif, you're not allowed to cut from the Karka. That's it. We have a question, black to black. Karka, on Yontif, he says, you're not permitted to snip the string. And over here in the Brayse says, you are permitted. Says Gemara, one answer. The Gemara tries and goes away from it. Omani, Rebbe Meir. Meir says, so, if you remember this picture, Remeir holds that you're permitted to remove bricks from a storage facility, provided that there's no cement. You're allowed to do that. On Yontif. So, Remeir, it's not a real malacha. There's no cement. You're allowed to do it. So, that Remeir also holds for Oichel Nefesh, for food. On Yontif, you're allowed to snip away. Says the Gemara. I hold like Rabbanon that you're not permitted. Okay. You have a mayor who's very, very makel. You're allowed to take apart stones on Yontif. So you're allowed to cut on Yontif. I don't hold like Rabbanon. I hold the Chacham. Ask the Gemara. But those Rabbanon don't argue with a mayor when it comes to undoing a string on Yontif. Everybody's in agreement when it comes to a rope that's tying down a door, a cave, a well. Shabbos matter, avaloi mafkia, avaloi chedech. But you can't do, on Shabbos you can't cut. And look what it says. The last words on the Amid. V'yamtev matir umafkia v'choytech. Shmuel is machmir. And he says, on Yontev, you cannot. There's a big red X here. On Yontev, you cannot cut. And the bottom line here is that even Chachamim hold that on Yontev you are allowed to cut. So who does Shmuel go like? We don't have a mandomer yet. That says, like Shmuel, says the Gemara, top of Lamed Beis, Omed Aleph, Leiv. Who the Omer Kaitana Shmuel will hold like another Tana? It's Anya. Choysame Shebekarka Matir Aveloi Mafkia Aveloi Choytech. When it comes to the ropes that are tying down something that's attached to the ground, you're permitted to undo them, but you're not allowed to cut them. Echo Chavez Vechod Yantav, that's great. Veshebekli Beshabbos Matir. Avaloi mafki avaloi choytech. Here it goes. B'yantif matir u'mafki avaloi choytech. So, over here we have avaloi mafki echad Shabbos v'echad yantif. It says mefurish in the beginning. Look, again. Choysame shebekarka. That's this case right over here, the black. We're looking for yantif. Somebody that says the yantif, it's aser to cut. It says over here, avaloi mafki avaloi choytech. You can't cut when? Echot Shabbos v'echot Yontif. Even on Yontif, you can't cut. Oh, so we have a man d'omer that says like Shmuel. Now we have a problem. Because if you continue, it says, Vishabakli, what does Shmuel say in a Kli? Everything's permitted. Here, the last line here, the dark blue, Kli Choytech, you're allowed to, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to cut a Kli. What does it say here in this Braisa? If you're telling me that Shmuel goes like this Braisa, we have a little bit of a problem. How does he fix the Caleb? Vishabakli, Bishabbos Matar, Avaloi Mafkia, Avaloi Choytech. Over here in the Braisa says a Kli, you cannot cut. And he says a Kli, you could cut. So when it comes to a Kli, we have a problem. This Braisa doesn't add up to Shmuel. Says Gemara Terasa L'Choresha. You have a great Mandoma that says it's also to cut on Shabbos and Yontav when it comes to Karka. Elosev Akashio. But that same Manda Omar says that it's usur. I don't have it on the chart here, but it's usur to cut a kli where Shmuel holds it's a mutter to cut a kli. Says Gemara, Hamani Reb Nechemiah. So the Gemara says, beautiful. Introduces the famous Reb Nechemiah. Domar kol hakelim initolim elo derech tashmishon. If you have a jacket on Shabbos, according to Reb Nechemiah, a chair. In fact, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it says you're not allowed to move anything on Shabbos. Even a chair, only the tzorich. Okay, fine. Rav Nechemiah is of the opinion that you can't take this jacket and cover a squirrel with it, or hang it up and then make a mechitza with it. You could carry a jacket if you want to wear it, because it has one way of using it, and that's the only way to use it. So if you have a knife, what do with a knife? Cut food. You smear butter. But you don't cut ropes with it. So, okay. But it comes out that even according to this from Nechemiah, Rashi points out beautifully, according to Nechemiah, if you have a rope around the kli, and you're very strong, you could snap it like that, ayantif. The problem is to take a knife out of your drawer, according to Nechemiah only, and that knife is designated for food and not for ropes. And that's why it's awesome. That's the only reason why it's awesome. Okay, so we have a braisa that says like Shmuel and the Reisha. The Seif is like Reb Nechemiah, a very big machmer. I Reb Nechemiah, Ma'ir Shabbos, Afil Yotav Nami. So then, according to Reb Nechemiah, it should be Muktzah. Muktzah is Muktzah. And you should be awesome to use this knife, even on Yontav, to cut the rope. V'chit Eivah, Shani Le Reb Nechemiah, Ben Shvul Shabbos, Shvus Yontav. Maybe he's more machmer on Shabbos. He doesn't say so. Watani Chada, very, very simple. I didn't make a chart. I ran out of time, but it's very simple. You don't need a chart for this. We have a three-way machloikas here. Tani Chada, masikin bekelim. What's the word masikin? Masikin means to make a fire. When can you make a fire? Obviously, we're talking about Yontif. Masikin bekelim ve'ein masikin b'shivrei kelim. You could take a nice kli, throw it into the fire. But if it's broken, then you can't use it as firewood. Why? Because it's like nylon. Just now it became available to use. Before it was a perfect, it was in my china closet. Now I'm using it for firewood. It's nylon. So this is one shita. You could use for firewood a kli, but you cannot use a broken kli. V'tayin yidach, the second shita is, masikin bein bekelim, bein b'shivir kelim, no problem. Everything is fair game, even broken kelim. So it goes mikatzah l'katzah. One shita says you can use everything, even broken kelim. The other shita says you can't even use whole kelim. And then you have the middle shita. You can use whole kelim, not broken kelim. And the Gemara says very simple. Like Rabbi Yehuda. The first one that says, masikim b'kelim v'ei masikim b'shivir kelim. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, there's muktzah, there's noilat. So therefore, you cannot use the new kelim. Rabbi Shimon, the middle one that says you can use everything, that's Reb Shimon. He doesn't hold the noilat. So of course, if Reb Yehuda says you can use a whole kli, Reb Shimon also holds that. But the broken kelim also you can use. Why? There's no noilat according to Reb Shimon. Har Reb Nechemiah. Even on Yontav, we're talking about Yontav now, not on Shabbos. And on Yontav, Reb Nechemiah says you cannot use a glass, a bowl made out of wood for firewood, because a bowl made out of wood is made for what? To eat your soup and not to put in the fire. So Reb Nechemiah says everything has one purpose and you cannot use it for a second purpose, even on Yontif. So don't try to tell me there's a difference between Yontif and Shabbos, that on Yontif he's Mekel. Here you see Reb Nechemiah is Machmer and Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Trei Tanoia Ve'alib de Reb Nechemiah. Okay, there are actually two Tanoim that argue in what Reb Nechemiah said is Shabbos different than Yom Tov or not? And we hold like the Tana that says Shabbos is different than Yom Tov, and that answers the question. The official Mishnah, sponsored by official Forsh Nemer for Baino, Bas, Yom Tov Dvaro. We have some very, very interesting sugis on Amud Beis. And starting here, Ein Poichasin Es Haner. Okay, so Poichasin Es Haner means, Yoni did it beautiful. You take, in those days, they made earthenware, a lot of earthenware. They do it today too. You take some, I don't know what, mud, whatever you want to call it. Clay, thank you. Mud, clay. We're going to be talking about mud also, but clay. Okay, clay is better. And then step two, you take your fist, you give it a nice punch, and you have this. You have a little bit, you have like a bowl. So you can't do this. It's a small little item, and you can't form it on Yontif because you're creating a kli on Yontif. Okay. Vein, oisin, pechamim. You can't make, there is a picture somewhere, but it's not organized well tonight. I ran out of time. Here, oisim pechamim. Here we go. You don't need a picture, it's geschmack anyway. You can't make charcoals. Take a piece of wood from the fire and put it over here. Now, who uses charcoals? In those days, they didn't use charcoals on the grill. Rashi says that the goldsmiths used to use it. The silversmiths. Those are the people that used to use it. So maybe you're not allowed to make a pchamim on yantav, you're not making charcoal. You're making a kli, says Rashi. You're making a kli, believe it or not. Making a new charcoal is a kli. Ve'ein choitchis apsilo. You cannot cut a wick on yantav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, choitcha ba'ur. When you cut the wick, you're creating a wick. You're finishing it off. You're finishing off a kli. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, choitcha ba'ur. The Gemara is going to explain this picture right over here. We could cheat, we could do chazara. It's if the wick is connected to two kelim and they have oil in them. So when you light the center, it'll go and it'll start lighting on both of them. So maybe you're allowed to. I saw interesting shiloh. You know those, not so many people use it anymore, but they used to use the floating wicks. You know, for Hanukkah, take that little, the wick and you put it in a floater. Is putting in the floater asar on yantif? What do you guys think? Yes or no? Hillel knows the answer. Machloikis. So, but I saw very interesting. You can think about this. Rav Osner says that he thinks it's mutter. He himself doesn't do it. He says it's mutter. Why? Because a wick is a finished product. It's a wick. Now, yes, it will fall into the oil if you don't float it. But in itself, it's a finished product. Whereas, what? I'm talking about the floater. You take the cork. Yeah, the floater has a hole. You want to take the wick and you put it into the floater. Is that osur? You're finishing off a kli. He says it's not, because the wick itself is a kli. Not like over here that the wick is too long, too short. He says, very interesting, is it different than putting a belt on your pants on certain situations or putting a shoelace in your shoes? Is that a problem? So he says, shoelace in your shoes is, you need the two things together. One without the other doesn't work. A shoelace is nothing without a shoe, and a shoe is nothing without a shoelace. A belt is nothing without a pant, without the pants, and the pants are without a shoe. But over here, yeah, but you could hold it and use it. You could use it. You could do it in different things. I'll hold it with something else. That's what he's saying. A wick is a wick. That's the svara. You want to argue? I hear it. It's a little bit interesting. That's the svara, and we could go back there. That's why it's a machlokes. Says the Gemara. Who's the Tana that says that punching this dough, this clay, is creating a kli? Because what's the next step? Doesn't show it here. It's putting it into the fire. You have to put in a kiln. You gotta heat it up. I don't know if you ever did this on, you know, Chalamay trip. Chalamay is a little bit of a problem. But, you know, one of the fun things to do is you go to one of these places and you draw on, they give you like a thing, and then, but then you have to come back like a month later because they put it in the kiln. You come back a week later when it's ready. This klecheres is good stuff. It's a fun thing to do. Not a chalamoy though, because it might be a malacha or whatever. Fine. All Rabbi Yosef, Rameir here. This is Remeir, who says that just punching this is creating a kli. Remeir holds that you don't have to put it into the oven. Just by creating a form, that's enough to be considered a kli. No, you have to take it to the final step of putting it into the oven. Who told you that this is Remeir, our mission is Remeir? What could you possibly put in some of this stuff? Maybe he's talking about a kli, a larger vessel. I could fill it up with fruit or whatever. Rashi points out, what are you going to put in this? If you're going to put liquids, it's just going to dissolve. So what could you possibly put in this? It's too small for a pri. Oh, says Gemara, chazi, likabuli be pshite. You could put coins in it. Yes, you're right, it's very small. Nevertheless, you can still do something with it. Ikud Amri, Omer Rav Yosef, Rav Elazar, Rav Tzadiki. Our Mishnah is a different time. His name is Rav Elazar, Rav Tzadik. It's not. Says, Il Pasam Charonis, which we're going to see, are flat plates. Tahoyrois, Ba'oil Ameis, Utmeyois, Bemasa Azov. These flat plates that don't have a base kibbutz, because the Torah says, V'chol Kli Posuach, Asher, Ein Somen Posal Olav Tomeyu. The pasuk says it's a kli, pasuach, it's open, it has a toich. If it doesn't have a toich, it's not mekabel tumah, but tumas oil. Oil, if there's a dead person in the room, and you have a flat plate, not mekabel tumah. However, utmeyo is b'masa azov. If a zov pushes it, he doesn't even touch it, it's on the table, and he moves it like this, it's mekabel tumah. Because you don't have that kula that we have by oil ameis called kli pesuach. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Yitzchak Omer, after hayis b'masa azov, it's not tamei. Why? Lefi shlo nigmar malachdon. What? So the Gemara's medayik here, diyuk, beautiful. Says Rebbe Elazar Yitzchak, the reason why a flat plate is not mikabel tuma because he didn't finish the malacha. Meaning, if you punch a nice hole in it without putting it in the oven, that's gemar malacha. And it is mekabel tumah. So here we have a mandama that says that by punching it, forming it, nigmar malachna before putting it into the oven is mekabel tumah, and that's why you're not allowed to do it on yantiv. A barchas in a saner. You can't do that on yantiv. That's Rebbe Elazar Ritzadik. Oh, my God. Rebbe Elazar Ritzadik calls him, yeah, the chazik kabul b'imidi. So on the same exact thing, Abai asks the same question. Maybe even Rebbe Elazar Ritzadik will admit, since it's tiny, look at this thing. I once had one at home. It got lost. I like bought it off, maybe a scam artist. I have no idea. The guy took us, he was, this was years ago, he was you would tell me, their own, a tour guide, took us in Yerushalayim. He's a and he says, this Arab you could trust 100%. He's going to sell me like one of these from the time of the Beis HaMikdash that was found in a thing. Don't ever buy one of those. I bought it and it disappeared from it was in my China class, I guess, over Purim. Somebody took it. I don't know. They liked it. It had a name, it had a number on it, like an official. He stole it from the Roman not a Roman.
Number 2 out of 100.
Yeah. Number 2 out of 100. I fell for it. Okay. No, the guy was a from tour guy. He says, no, you can trust him. I'm telling you, it's legit. It's from the time I made some English. All right, it would have been cool to have it anyways. And it was a little burnt on the bottom. Like, they did a good job. They didn't sell me a new one. But you could tell that they used it. Yeah. I fell for it. What are you going to do with this tiny lamp? Like, I believe it. You can put coins. Torah Abana. You can't form the clay, put your fist in it, and you can't make flat plates on Yontif. He says, you're allowed to. My Chironios, I love when the Gemara does this. Omer Rav Yehuda, Ironios. You want to know what Chironios is? I'll tell you. Another Aramaic word. Ironios. Oh, my Ironios. Omer Baya, Tsoi Chakliyasa. That also doesn't help us much. But Chakliyasa means like a farmer, like a villager. These are plates that they use in the simple places. If you're in New York, you're a Chashev guy in Flatbush. Hey, you're going to use a flat plate. You're kidding? What are the... You can't make a shidduch like that. You know, they're very makbid. They ask the first question, what color tablecloths do they have on Shabbos?
What does the China look like? Oh, this guy, the China, it's the flat type. Flat type. No more Shilas. End of the Shidduch, gone. Yeah. By the way, I'm not joking. This is some of the questions they ask is what color tablecloths are in Shabbos? Is it this? The Chosha? Yeah, what kind of car the guy drives? Fine. The guy's a murderer. Well, say, who cares? I said, there's this, and a nice tablecloth. I forgot to ask about the guy. Okay, next. Now. Who? It's not really a joke yet. He does the daf, but he sells treif to the whole monzi, whatever. Okay. Zokti Gemara, Ve'en Oysen Bechomim, Pshito. What? Between themselves, whatever. Okay, anyway. The bottom line is, over here is a Shaila. Once again, we're going back to the Mishnah of Pchas. The Manova that holds, you're not allowed to take the stones off the wall. Rib Shimon holds you're allowed to because you're allowed to take stones off the wall like Rimeir. Okay, weiter. Vein oisim pchami. Pshita. You're not allowed to make charcoal. Lamai chazi. What can you do with it on Yantiv? You can't give it. The guy can't make gold and silver. You're not going to be using it. What are you doing? Tani Reb Chiya. Le nitzrucho elo lamasrim lul yorim lebay bayar. You want to give it to the mikveh guy. To the bathhouse guy. He needs to eat up the water. And you give him the coals. How can you take a bath on Yantiv? Now, there are people that take baths on Yantiv. So, look up the halacha. Gemara says over here, now I take a bath on Yantiv. So, it goes like this. If the water was heated up on Yantiv, you're not allowed to take a shower on Yantiv. If the water was heated up Erev Yantiv, if you're a Sephardi, you could take a shower. And if you're Ashkenazi, you cannot take a shower. However, if you use water that was heated up before Yantiv, and the Achrayim are done, whether the solar system, is that considered before or after? Fine, go into that. But everybody agrees that if it's before Yantiv, and you do aver, one limb at a time, you don't put your whole body under the water, then it's okay. Again, I'm not a rabbi, I ain't chum, but I asked my wife, because I know sometimes she's a stickle makel on a 3-day yontif. I said, how do you do it? She didn't say ever, nothing. So you have to know these halachas. Oh, I just threw her under the bus again. Okay. Mikvah has to be, can't be Yatzila, that's Gershon. That's another problem. Okay. Kedama Rava. Lahaziyah, the cutting zera. So we learned already the sugya. There was different stages to the zera of bathing on Yantiv, on Shabbos. And there was once upon a time in which it's mutter to go to the bathhouse and just schwitz it out over there. And then they made a zera in the time of the Gemara that you cannot even schwitz. Hachanami lahaziyah v'koidem Yantiv. Okay. Koidem zera. All right. So Mamela, you said Nachamal. What are you, the Mishnah saying? The Mishnah says you could use a charcoal. What are you going to do with the charcoal? You can't give it. You're going to use it in the bathtub. You can't take a bath. You're right, but you could sweat it out before the gzeira, and now it's also because we can't sweat. We can't go to the shvitz. Vein chaytrim zatzil shnayim. You cannot take a. Where's that picture? Oh, you can't do this, right? Right? Can't do this. Okay. Why can't you use a knife? Because you're fixing and making two wicks over here. And at the end of the day, with a fire, you're also making two wicks. What's the difference? How you do it? As we explained before, it's already attached to the two guys that I got ripped off on. And you just cut it with a fire in between, and then it goes. It lights. So you're lighting a fire on Yantiv, and that's okay. We just turned to Lamed Beis and Beis, sponsored by the new IT Hillel group. For all those who need Shidduchim, Refuz, and Shuas, please join us at thehillel.evendaf.com. Sponsored by Natan Kushnud, for Schos, for my children, Ayakolov ben Devara, and Yisrael Yaakov ben Devara, should we both do well in our Yisrael, Avachesh, Yvin Torah, Mitzvahs, and Yirash Shamayim. Omer Rav Noson. What's his name? Kashnud. Hashem just needs the Kolov Ben, Ari Kolov Ben Dvar thing. Not the last name. Fine. Omer Rav Noson, Barab Omer Rav. Moichatin is apsilo biyantif. You're allowed to do mechita. What? My moichatin? What does it mean? You're allowed to trim the wick on yantif. Amar Rav Chanina bar Shlemya. La'aduyei chushcha. It's to remove the top. You know when it gets all black and doesn't work so well? You remove that, you trim off the black, the charcoal, and then it starts working better. Tone back hapara. Shishadvarim nemer b'psila. There's six halachas. Then when it comes to a wick. Three are chumra, three are kula. Lahachmer, ain goydlin oisa lechatchila biyantev. You don't twist it together like this. If you have all these guys separated, so you don't go like this ayantev. Why? Because that's making a kli. Or you know, like the husbands are supposed to do, singe it before yantev. So you don't singe it so it should light better. You just light it. Finished. And cannot cut that. We had in our Mishnah. You can't cut it into two. Laka, what are the three kulas? You're allowed to press it. Kvetch it a little bit. You know, sometimes those wicks, they come very thick. You go like this a little bit. It comes thinner. You're allowed to put it in oil. Soak it in oil. And that we saw. You're allowed to do this. You're allowed to cut it with a fire. Bar Rav Barav Rav Atire Bavel. It's a lotion of Ashire, like Atire Ashire Bavel. Yard the Gehenim. The rich ones in Bavel, they deserve Gehenim. Why? Ki Hadashab Soy Bar Marinus Iklal Bavel. There's a person. He came to Bavel. I thought he's a little unfair. Personally, when I read Rashi, he went to the guys in Bavel. He says, "Listen, I'm new here. Give me some of your merchandise. I'll sell it. I'll split the profits with you 50-50. They said, "Get out of here. Go back to Israel, wherever you came from." Okay. So then he said, "Oh, I was trying to make business here and try to do it on my own. Nobody's giving me business. Nobody's giving me a job. Mizayne, so give me some food." Mezen nami lezenu. That was really bad. They didn't feed him. Omar, hani me'iriv rav kosu. These are the people. These are the people that are not true Yidden that left Mitzrayim. There was some of the Mitzrim that try to, you know, pretend and get in there and leave with the Yidden. This is not the real deal. Why? The Chsiv. And what's the end of the pasuk? Rashi brings it. Kasher nishbal avisecha, Rashi says. He brings it as if it's in the Gemara. That your forefathers had rachmanas, so first of all, we have a chiyuv to act like the Rabbanu Shleilam. Us every millisecond. Gives us mezainas, gives us life. So we have a chiyuv to act like Hashem. We don't act like Hashem. Then if we don't believe in gemilas chesed, then we're kaifer baker. Then we're kaifer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we have a chiyuv to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyway, I'll tell you a quick story because it's Matzah Shabbos. In World War I, don't know if anybody knows this, there's about 80,000 Yidden in Yerushalayim. 20,000 died from starvation. 20,000 Jews. 25% of Yerushalayim. That is, people were selling everything they had. You'd see an Arab walking around with a strimal and a kaftan, you know, one of these things. Because people were selling their stuff. So there's a story about this guy by the name of Porush. I guess he was a pretty wealthy guy. He started a school in Yavniel. And he was walking in Meir Sharm. And he sees the wife of Rav Yosef Salant selling matches. So he's like, "I don't need matches right now." So he kept on walking. He said, "But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, a chosh of a person's wife is sitting out in the street trying to sell matches." So he walks back, says, "Yeah, I'll take the matches, any matches." So he takes the matches, puts it in his pocket, and goes weiter. And that was on Ishana Rabbah. On Simchas Torah, he decided to go to Yavniel. So he takes all his stuff and he goes to Yavniel. And on the way, he gets stopped by soldiers. And they said, you're a traitor. You're trying to run away from the war. Trying to run away from the army. So he says, no, I'm an American. So you're not an American, garnished. So he pulls out his passport. But they couldn't read it. It was too dark. Oh, but then he had the matches. And first they beat him up real stark. They beat him up and they started schlepping him. And then he remembered he has matches. He says, stop. Let me show you. And he pulled out the matches and he went like this. And he showed them the passport. And he said, oh, he's American. Weiter. He said, come rachma abriyos. If you have rachmanis, he had rachmanis, it saved his life basically. At least for that point. All right, Zokti Gemara. V'omer Rav Nosson Barab Omer Rav. Kol mitzape al shulchan achirim. Oilam choshech ba'adoy. If you are dependent on others, you have a dark world. Everything becomes dark. Shenemar noydedu lalechem ayei yoda ki nochem biyodi yoyim choshech. Day is dark. So, I saw a beautiful Satmarov. I thought it's gewaldig because it's on this week's parasha, this coming parasha, Noach. He says, what's pshat that when you're dependent on somebody else, oilam choshech. So he says that the pigeon, the yoina, says in Shir HaShirim, what's the lashon? I wrote it down here. If I could get to it. Oh, hinoch yofe ra'yosi, hinoch yofe na'ich yoinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a medrash in Shir HaShirim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, this yoina brought the Ali Zayas, the leaf of the olive, she brought light to the world. So you also have to light the menorah, you light. So, what's pshat? The yoina brought light to the world. It's a good pshat, you can say over at your Shabbos table. Light to the world. So he brings the Gemara in Eruv in Daf Yud Ches. We just learned it. 2 years ago. No, I don't know how long ago. What was it? How long ago was Eruv in Yud Ches? A year and a half ago. That was ever. I was trying to see if you know like that. So, Erevin Daf Yud Ches, it says over there that the Yoina said, I rather eat this very bitter olive than be soymech al shulchan chaver, than getting honey from my friend. Remember, I described then that I ate an olive. It was the worst tasting thing I've ever ate in my life. Right off the tree, don't ever do it. It stays in your mouth for 2 hours. So he says, Givaldik, this Yaina brought light to the world by saying, I'm dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does and gives me, that's what I'll take. Even the most bitter, disgusting food, an olive straight off the tree. I'd rather take that. So if you're dependent on somebody else, you're eating from other people, then what are you? You're Choshech. You're in Choshech. That's what it says here. You have the light of the Yaina and the Choshech. Okay, I thought it was Givaldik because this Gemara and Parshas Noach. Says Gemara Vayter. Rav Chisda Omar Af Chayov Einum Chayim. It's not even a life. Forget about Choshech. It's not even a life. Tonara Balon. Shloisha Chayim Einum Chayim. There's three people that their life is not considered a life. Veiloin. Hamet Zapel Shulchan Chaveroi. Person who's dependent on his friend for support. Oh, listen to this one. Umi Sheishtoi Moishelas Olav. Now, Rabbi Isai, this is in this week's parasha. Shbaruch Hu cursed Adam, or Chava, I should say. Vuhu yimshol bach. Vuhu yimshol bach, it says. He'll rule over you. So if it's fakert, she rules over him. Chayav einam chayav. Now, there's a beautiful marashal here. I know there's some women that are watching, and they're going to get all nervous. So for this, let me read this email. I have this email from this Isho Chashuva. I hope I can find it. Where is it? You know what? I have to read it off my phone. I didn't print it. Let's see if I can find it here real quickly. Here we go. It's from Hindi W. Okay. Hope nobody knows her. Anonymous. I've heard about all the amazing work you're doing and want to wish you atzlacha weiter. If you're wondering if you have any females signed up, I want to first assure you that no, I'm not learning your Gemara. Although I've listened to snippets of your shiurim as I enjoy your sense of humor, I was interested in what my husband is doing each day. And that brings me to my point. My husband learns the daf with you, which is of course amazing. However, I see it as a little as an excuse, meaning all I hear from him all day is, I need to do the daf. I need to do the daf. I feel this takes away from my help. I need him in the house. He doesn't help me at all. And this and his excuse all day is, I need to do my daf. So, I was wondering if you could mention in Yashir that equally important to doing the daf is to actually be there for your wife to help her. Thank you, and Aslacha Rabba.
Did your wife bring us?
Rabbi Yisrael. So I don't know if this is, I'm not, first of all, to Mrs. Hindi, A-W, it happens to be that my wife opened a support group for these kind of women. So you can talk to her. However, the Marshal says, what's this Ishtay Manshela Salam? He says, it's a woman that takes her husband away from Torah. So I don't know if she's an Isha Moshelas. You decide on your own. I don't know what he's doing. Yeah, the famous thing. Everybody knows this joke. But this guy was sitting Shiva. And after the Shiva was over, the woman comes over to the husband and says, now I know that Shacharis is not 10 minutes and Maariv is not an hour and a half. I just learned. So, yeah. So I don't know what this guy is doing. All day he's learning daf. Daf takes an hour. If he's doing chazar, 2 hours. So Miss Hindi, if he's doing it for 17 hours, we got a problem. Maybe he's a huge master. I don't know. Each person to their own. But don't be that person that takes away. Yosef Erman, right over here, sitting right over here. 3 years ago, I said this many times. 3 years ago, me and Yeshua, we're walking down this street right over here. We bump into Yosef Erman and his wife. I said, Yosef, you know, I started a shir. You want to join us? He goes, I don't know. I have the kids. I have to take them out. To school, it's what, 8 o'clock, I don't think I could do it. And his wife says, you're going to daf. And the next day, he was at daf. And 3 years later, he's at daf. He doesn't miss a day. He brings his kids with him to daf. So you have a... Yosef, my twin, get over here. Get over here. This is my famous twin, Rabbi Yisai. Everybody walks over. At my son's bar mitzvah, they all gave him the bar mitzvah gifts. Yo, save, give Val the good guy. Okay. Fine. Weiter. Umi ishi yisurim boishlam begufoy. A person that has terrible yisurim nebuch, we shouldn't know from these things. People with the machla and they have terrible pain and different yisurim. There's a lot of different yisurim. The Moshel Begufay, they control his body. Chayav Enim Chayim. V'yashoyimrim, af mi sheyeshloi, she'einloi elachol agachot. If a person only has one beged. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, this is the Yerushalmi here. I spoke about him many times. Meir Kenig, he's thinking about joining the shir. And I told him, you know, today I'm bringing a live creature to shir. So he says, what is it? I said, listen, we're talking about Misha Ishta Michelle Salav. I was thinking about bringing your wife. He says, if you bring my wife, I'm coming right now. I said, I'm not doing that. But I did want to bring a creature. Now, unfortunately, I'm not making this up. The creature was Nifter over Shabbos. I brought it. Here it is. I don't know if I should show the Olam. I really didn't know. I'm not joking. This is a big part of the creature. What do you think? He's excited already.
Where are the gloves?
The gloves. Here's the creature. Right over here. This is a louse. It was live on Shabbos, I promise you. I got it. I'm not going to say how I got it. Not from me, I promise. I got it. It was running around this thing. I guess I didn't feed it and I didn't give it any air. And it perished over. But if anybody wants to see what it looks like, it's very, very interesting to see what's going on here. He has two major eyes. They're very scary stuff. Wow.
You'll say if you have work to do.
Anybody want to see this here? Rabbi Schoenberg, please. Okay. Why am I saying this? Because this is a Gemara about a louse. What I dropped. Oh, the Shemata is fine. Now, We'll get it afterwards. If a person only has one baguette, says Rashi, he doesn't have an opportunity, he doesn't have a way to clean it out of the lice. He has lice. How's he going to throw it in the washing machine? He has to wear it. He can't go to the washing machine naked. So he's stuck with lice. It's a terrible life if you have all these lice. It's disgusting to have these things crawling over your body. Is Nair of Ayim. At the end of the day, you could remove the lice, so it's not the worst life in the world. You go into a room somewhere and you'll pick through it and take out the lice. Okay, says the Mishnah. This Mishnah is sponsored by official Lurfu Shlema Avram Yosef Ben Chana, the official Mishnah. Maliach is a fish. You cannot break. Where is this picture? Oh. This is your fish. This is the maliach. It's very, very sensitive. What's the word? It's very delicate. And if you put it directly on the grill, it will burn. So you got to put something there. So they'll take a piece of paper, soak it in water, and put it underneath. And that protected the fish from burning. Or earthenware, broken pieces of earthenware, same idea. Vein garfin, tanovikirayim. You cannot clean out the tanovikirayim. I don't know if we need a picture of tanovikirayim. I have it if anybody wants to see. Garfin means, says Rashi, beautiful yoni, the picture right over here. You have a stone coming right off the brick oven, falls down. I want to get rid of it. You're not allowed to do that. Ayantif. Aval mechapshin, you could push down, as in this picture, crush the coals so there's more room in the oven. Ve'makivin shtei chaviyos lishboich aleim es hakedera. So, here you go. This is the picture. You're building a oil. You're taking two barrels or jugs, and you put a pot on top of them. Osir. Rashi, interesting, says almost a lashon of tripod. I like these Rashis. Tripod, he says, something like that. But anyway, instead of making a tripod out of metal, you make it out of wine bottles. Ve'in tzorichin zagdeiro bivikas. And you cannot take a piece of wood and support a pot. The pot is tilting, lift it that way. V'chein bedelis. So the Gemara in the beginning understands to take the door and support the pot with it, and the Gemara says, no, you're taking a piece of wood and supporting the door. Okay. V'manigin is habeimo v'makel b'yontif. You can't do one of these on yontif. You can't steer an animal with a stick on yontif. Mukta. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Matir, we'll see in the Gemara, that's not really about Mukta, it's about Chinga. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Matir says, okay, my time, why can't you cut paper or cheres for the fish? You're fixing something. If the only way to make food is to remove the stone that fell into your oven, mutter. And the Gemara brings a ride, the beast of the Reb Chia, the wife of Reb Chia, Novela, Aricha b'tanur b'yamatava, a brick. That's, I guess, why Rashi said a brick fell into the oven. Amar Reb Chia chazid, I know rifta ma'al yisabeyino. So he told her, we had a similar lashon earlier on in the Masechta when one of the wives, I forgot who it was, Rav Yosef, somebody, was using a sifter and she flipped it over, and her husband, Rav Yosef, whoever it was, said, make sure I like good fluffy dough. So don't flip it over. Make sure it's right side up. Over here also. Make sure that I have good bread. Meaning, get rid of that stone immediately. Don't worry about it. Omalei Rava the Shami. Rava told his helper, Tevili bar avzo vizdar mecharoicha. So, I guess back in the day they used to do what they do today in China and in other places. Take a duck, a goose, a duck, and roast it. Now, it was a smaller oven than this. And space was tight. And if the bottom had this charcoal, you see this right over here? You don't want this touching your duck. It will ruin the duck. So he says to Shamash, be careful, get rid of that. Take it out, smush it, do whatever you need to do. So there's airspace. Omar le Ravina le Ravashi. Ravina and Ravashi, the famous two Amoraim that wrote the Gemara. So Ravina does Ravashi, Omar le Rav, Ravacha Mehutzel, Ravacha Mehutzel told us, the Mar, Shurikin le Tanur Rabbi Yomitava, that you, I heard about you, I heard Loshanar about you. I heard that you had to take some mud and you'd close the Tanur here. Here's the Tanur. Yeah, Tanur, one. You'd close the top with mud. I didn't make the mud. I didn't. What are you worried about? That I'm doing a malacha by making the mud? No, I got it from the river press. But you have to show that you're going to take the mud from this place on the Har Pras. You can't just go to any area on the Har Pras and grab mud. You have to be miyachad it before Yontif. Omar Avino, the kitmo shari. If you're going to use the ashes to close up the tanur, what's the problem? Megabel, making like mushing it together. There's no gibel when it comes to the ashes. It doesn't work very well with water, so you don't have to worry about it. Where's that picture? If we still have it, this one right over here. You can't take two pitchers and put a pot on top. Or Rav Nachman, Avonav Shabbos Hakisei, Mutar L'Tzadidam B'Yomtav. Oh, so unfortunately Yoni didn't depict it, so I had to find my own picture. This is a really old toilet. Maybe a couple thousand years old. Says Rav Nachman, that you're allowed to take place the two stones and put them next to each other. What are you putting on top of this? Your body. So isn't that similar to this case right over here? Two stones, two pitchers.
No fire.
Depends. Depends what you ate. Depends what you ate. Says the Gemara, Esri Yarmel Rachman, Emakivin Shechaviyo Islish Misalem Sagdeira. How are you allowed to do this? You're building a tent. Over here, it's a true tent because there's a roof. Over here, there's no roof. What? So you're allowed to build a chair? You're allowed to build something that doesn't have a roof? It's not providing shade over something? It's just a solid piece that you're allowed to do? That's not considered binyan. So he says, you're right. Here's the pshat. This, you know why this is asur? Because the Torah says you're not allowed to build something on Shabbos. On Yontif. Asur Torah. Binyan arela asur Torah. And to do this, temporary, the Torah never said you can't do it. However, this is asur because one for the other, you're right, it's temporary, but permanent is asur. Fine. Ha-ha! Bathroom. Now we have to be concerned about Kavod HaBriyos, and Rabbanon removed the Gzeir of Kavod HaBriyos. We had a few times already different things about stones moving for toilet paper, different things. Over here for Kavod HaBriyos, they didn't say that this is Asur. Have a wonderful week. And we'll see you Bezer Hashem tomorrow morning at 7:15. Shkoyach, guest.